Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The head of the CDC is calling for an overhaul of the agency. Dr. Rochelle Walensky acknowledges the CDC botched the response to the pandemic.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus is on our news line. Doctor, always good to have you. How did the CDC mishandle the pandemic, in Dr. Walensky's opinion?
Well, let me count the ways. I mean, I think there are a couple kind of big pillars. Number one is that we need to use data in real time to make policy decisions, and they failed. They collected data to write manuscripts, and it took many, many months before that data were public, and so that data couldn't be used in real time. And number two, their messaging. You know, their messaging was not strong. Their messaging changed all the time, and there wasn't leadership to have a unified front to give America calm that there was science behind the decisions they were doing. And so the role of the CDC is to do both of those, and they failed.
Is the CDC kind of like turning around an ocean liner, you know, in the middle of the ocean? It's not easy for them to stop on a dime and pivot to what needs to be addressed?
Yeah, I think, it certainly is very difficult. 11,000 people who had been treated and were recruited more as academics, saying if you publish this number of scientific papers and studies, then you'll be promoted and you'll do well. And what America needs is not papers. What America needs is leadership. And so, you know, this is a business of 11,000 people who need to be steered in the right direction to help respond to whatever the crisis is in the United States, whether it be screening for mammograms, whether it be a monkeypox, whether it be COVID-19, or whatever the health crisis. They need to move on a dime to help the people of the United States, not to work on their papers and their careers. So it is a radical change for the CDC that she's proposing.
Yeah, what other changes is she calling for? Is this nuts and bolts stuff, or is this big macro look at changes?
You know, I think it really is right now macro. The details aren't out. But, you know, at the CDC now, you could spend a month or two on a project and go to another project. But what happened to COVID-19 is that every time somebody shifted from project to project, the direction shifted and the response to the people of the United States shifted. And we can't have that. What people wanted at the CDC was to get a paper, to get it in New England Journal of Medicine, not to use the data in real time to enable leaders across the country at every different state to make their decisions. So we have to change the incentives. And the incentives are to improve the health of the people of the United States, not to improve scientific knowledge per se, which had been before. And so that is a radical change, and we certainly need it. The real question is, can the personnel there do it, and is she the person to lead us?
All right, Dr. Agus, thank you. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.